Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest developments in GPU technology, AMD products, and AI/ML workloads. Today is December 23rd, 2025, and we have an exciting lineup of topics to cover, including the emergence of new competitors in the AI accelerator space, advancements in chip architecture, and the implications for the GPU landscape. Headline overview. 1. Rebellion's AI is forming an HBM and ARM alliance to challenge NVIDIA's dominance in AI accelerators. 2. The Rebel chip architecture leverages coarse-grained reconfigurable arrays for enhanced performance. 3. Insights into the competitive positioning of Rebellion's against established players like AMD and NVIDIA. 4. A look at the implications of these developments for the future of AI and GPU technology. Let's dive into our first topic, the emergence of Rebellion's AI. Deep dive, Rebellion's AI and their ambitious plans. Rebellion's AI, a South Korean startup, is making waves by aligning with major players in the HBM, high bandwidth memory market, namely Samsung and SK Hynix. This partnership gives them a significant edge in terms of memory allocation, crucial for developing AI accelerators. As many of you know, having access to HBM is a game changer in the performance of AI inference chips, allowing for higher bandwidth and lower latency. Marshall Choi, the chief business officer of Rebellion's, has highlighted the company's strategic timing in entering the AI accelerator market. Unlike the first wave of AI startups that struggled with architectural limitations, Rebellion's aims to offer a more flexible and adaptable solution. This is particularly important as the AI landscape continues to evolve, with increasing demands for matrix math and AI inference capabilities. The architecture of the Rebel chip. Now, let's unpack the technical details of their Rebel chip. The Rebel chip architecture borrows from the Atom chip, specifically utilizing a coarse-grained configurable array, CGRA approach. This allows for a programmable routing between processing elements, or neural cores, which can dynamically adjust based on inference workloads. This adaptability is critical for optimizing performance in real-time AI applications. Each neural core on the Rebel chip is equipped with 4 megabytes of L1 SRAM and features tensor and vector units that support a range of precision formats, including FP16, FP8, FP4, and more. The flexibility and precision is particularly beneficial for inference tasks, where different levels of accuracy may be required. For instance, the Rebel single configuration can deliver 16 teraflops at FP16 precision and up to 32 teraflops at FP8 precision. The interconnectivity of these cores is facilitated through a mesh design, allowing for efficient data movement across chiplets and maximizing memory bandwidth. The Rebel single features a PCI Express 5.0x16 port and HBM3E memory controller, with the memory bandwidth reaching an impressive 1.2 terabytes per sec. Competitive landscape, Rebellion's versus NVIDIA and AMD. In terms of market positioning, Rebellion's is entering a highly competitive arena dominated by NVIDIA and AMD. The Rebel Quad, which is essentially a larger configuration of the Rebel Single, boasts 1 petaflop at FP16 precision and 2 petaflops at FP8 precision, while consuming only 600 watts. This performance per watt is notable, especially when compared to NVIDIA's H200 and AMD's MI325X, which consumes significantly more power for similar performance metrics. What makes this competition particularly interesting is the pricing strategy. Rebellion's has the flexibility to price their chips competitively without engaging in a price war, which could destabilize the market. With the demand for tensor math and HBM memory outpacing supply, it will be fascinating to see how they position themselves against established giants. Software stack and ecosystem integration. On the software side, Rebellion's is building an open source stack that integrates with PyTorch and utilizes the Triton inference engine. This is a strategic move as it aligns with the existing ecosystem that many developers are already familiar with. Additionally, their custom communication library, RBLN-CCL, aims to facilitate efficient data movement and synchronization across multiple chips, akin to NVIDIA's NCCL. The company is also focused on creating a robust inference serving layer, called RAIS, which is designed to work seamlessly with distributed frameworks like Ray. This integration into popular platforms will be essential for adoption among developers and enterprises looking to leverage AI capabilities. Closing thought, the future of AI accelerators. As we look to the future, the competition in the AI accelerator space is heating up, with new entrants like Rebellions challenging the status quo. The advancements in chip architecture, particularly with the CGRA approach, signal a shift towards more adaptable and efficient designs tailored for AI workloads. With Samsung's and SK Hynix's backing, Rebellions is well positioned to carve out a niche in this rapidly evolving market. It will be intriguing to see how established players like AMD and NVIDIA respond to these innovations as they continue to push the boundaries of GPU technology. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We'll be back soon to discuss more developments in the world of GPUs, AMD products, and AI ML workloads. Stay curious and keep innovating.